Good afternoon, you're listening to Bradham Sports. This is Tony Rice, and it is the magic of the FA Cup this week. And I don't care what so many people say, I think it's still one of the most magical tournaments across all of sport. And we are lucky now to be joined on the line by Radlett resident, chairman of Brentford Football Club, who's still got an interest in the tournament, and actually chairman of the FA Cup committee, no less. It's Chris Crown. Good afternoon, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, Tony.
Well, really, as always, I value your time. And apologies, Cliff Cran, goodness me. But it's been a busy day. Anyway, look, my goodness me, the magic of the FA Cup. I said it there in the introduction. I know there's lots of people detracting it and saying, you know, it should always be on a Saturday. Maybe it's lost its luster, blah, blah, blah. The point of the matter is this. You go abroad, you speak about the English football, and the FA Cup is right up there. I think it remains the pinnacle of a tournament football, knockout football in all the world.
I agree. I think it still has a certain magic, and despite the fact that times of games get moved around for television purposes, it's still the preeminent cup competition in world football.
Absolutely. And just fascinated because I know you are obviously, I'm sure, looking forward to the Sunday game. We'll build up onto that in a second. But also, like I say, chairman of the FA Cup committee this year round. What does that entail? What's the kind of logistics of that? And I guess, you know, quite an honour to achieve that that title.
It is indeed. So I'm a member of the board of directors of the EFL, which means that I'm eligible to become chairman of the FA Cup committee. The role is alternated between a member from the Premier League and a member from the EFL.
Gotcha.
So this year was the turn of the EFL, and I was asked to be chairman of that committee, which involves chairing the meetings throughout the year and also dealing with any disciplinary matters that arise, which generally tends to happen in the early rounds of the Cup.
I'll tell you what, Cliff, as well as being a chairman, a successful entrepreneur and businessman in your own right, and chairing the FA Cup committee, I don't know how you find the hours in the day to do all that. I raise a glass to you, sir. I truly do. Goodness me.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a pretty full-on job, and there's lots going on, and it's definitely, football is definitely a 24/7 job. There's no doubt about that.
And with that being said, though, goodness me, it gets, I guess, all worth it when you look at this, the successes that Brentford have achieved over recent years, you know, with relatively limited kind of budget compared to some of the superpowers. You're a force in the Championship. I tell you what, great run of form of late. And to what you've done on that scale, just as a testament to smart management, excellent resource control, and ultimately, I think, a beacon of hope for kind of how a modern 21st century football club should be looked to be organised from top level down, and again, embracing the grassroots. Just again, it reminds us a little bit about the intricacies of what you've achieved.
Thank you. It's very kind of you to say. It's been a really big team effort, good management, great recruitment, very successful policy of realising that when players move on, we've already got replacements lined up or brought in advance. So we believe we're a well-run football club.
Mm-hmm.
And what that has put us in a position to do is maintain our stance in the Championship as we look to build on that with a view to hopefully getting into the top six and ultimately promotion. But this weekend, it's all about the FA Cup. And when we take over 1,000 fans down to Swansea tomorrow, we're looking at the possibility of getting into the quarterfinals. And if we achieve that, then, and it's a big if, I know, but if we do achieve it, then it will be our fifth time in the quarterfinals in our 130-year history.
Again, it remains to be done on the pitch, but obviously the beauty at the moment is that we've all got that dream, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Again, it's that which gives it the impetus and the magic element that we've discussed. Interesting clash, I think, though, with Swansea away, because obviously they are in the Championship too. There's only 4 points, I think, between you. So I guess you know one another pretty well. Ultimately, though, what's fascinating, I think, about this year's tournament, with Man U and Chelsea colliding this weekend, After that, into the quarters, there's only going to be four Premiership teams remaining. So ultimately, it's opened it up. It's a really open tournament. And once again, obviously got to deliver at the weekend, but achieve that, get in the pot for the quarters, and you can really almost begin to smell Wembley, I suppose.
Absolutely right, Tony. I mean, that is it in a nutshell. The draw has worked well for the smaller teams, if you like, and with only two of the big six going to be likely to be left in the competition, then there is a real chance for any one of us to get to Wembley and an FA Cup semi-final, which for many of those clubs is an absolute dream. So it only enhances the magic of the FA Cup and really will ensure that people are tuned to their TV sets and are attending the grounds,
yes,
over the weekend to watch the games and cheer on their teams.
Hear, hear. And I tell you what, I understand that you kind of predicated the statement with a kind of, it might be the two of the big six. But write Newport off at your peril this weekend, I feel, people. 90 minutes of football, it just has that sense that there's going to be another giant slain. And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but as I say, just watch this space. It could be, potentially, that it's only the winner of that Man U Chelsea game in as it were, dubbed, quote-unquote, big six, left in the pot.
Yeah, you know, of course, that's another example of the magic of the FA Cup, the success that teams like Newport have had this season, that Sutton have had in the past, and others, many others. It's just really great for football generally, great for the competition, and it's exciting for everybody involved.
Just want to bring it back now again. Totally understand this weekend is all about the FA Cup, and I'm really wishing you and all at the Bees best of luck in that away clash. But just want to touch base back onto the Championship, I guess, the bread and butter. Up to 15th, what a run of form of late. I think only one loss in six, four wins in a draw in that run. And I tell you what, the crazy thing about the Championship, with the games coming as they do, so thick and so fast, only 11 points off the playoff berth, continue that type of form, and it could well be that a playoff run is also on the cards. It could well be a season to cement in the memory banks, this one, for you guys.
Yes, that's all possible. It's a very tight league. We've got a game in hand on a number of the clubs above us, and we play a number of those teams above us. In the next few weeks, we've got Hull at home and Sheffield Wednesday away, and QPR at home. So those are all teams currently above us. Obviously, if we can win those games, the chances are we'll go above them. And you saw on Wednesday night, we moved up three places just by winning one match.
This is it.
And that could happen very easily over the next few weeks. But every game's a tough game. You know, when you look at the sort of clubs that we have to play, big clubs, some that have been in the Premier League in the not-too-distant past. And it's a really, really tough league to get out of.
Do you know,
I think we're on a good run of form. We've been playing really well on Wednesday night against Aston Villa. We were really superb. And we just have to keep believing, keep working hard, and keep trying our best to get the results that will propel us up the table.
Do you know what? I'm sure that will all prove to be the case. What is certainly the case is that it is, as you say, I think arguably the toughest league in all of football, inclusive of the Premiership, just principally because there are so many giants, or sleeping giants, or, you know, teams with massive pasts and history, as well as the likes of up-and-comers like you good selves, all kind of going at it almost twice a week. It's crazy, crazy stuff. But obviously that's the beauty and its nature. Again, a great, great time. Again, FA Cup weekend. It's all exciting. Of course, in this time for your club, while you are building towards that new stadia, tell us, please, Cliff, how we can learn more about the Bees and maybe get involved at this wonderful period in the club's history.
Well, of course, if you want to come down and watch the Bees, then just log on to our website and you'll find all the information you need about tickets. It's a great chance to come and see an old stadium because our stadium is 115 years old. We're approaching what will be our last full season, and there are only a small number now, maybe less than half a dozen evening games, for example, under the floodlights, which is always a very special feeling. And then as we move to the new stadium, then there's the opportunity to come and support the club. We've done incredibly well over the last few years, and we hope that we will continue to do so. But what we need is more people supporting the team and filling the ground and creating that atmosphere that will make both Griffin Park and our new stadium an intimidating place for teams to come and visit.
Do you know what? I'm telling you what, I'm sure that's you're going to gather your natural momentum as you continue to build. I seriously salute you. I think what you have achieved is astronomical, and as I say, a beacon, I think, to all teams about how they should organise themselves, consider the global picture, you know, work within tight budgets, but just identify good talent. And again, I just wish you every continued success, and above all, right here and right now, the very best for Sunday.
Thank you very much, Tony. We're really looking forward to it. We put on 12 coaches for free travel for our fans to go down there and support us. So I know we're going to be very well supported. The fans are going to be fantastic in the way that they are cheering the team on. And I hope that that will help us deliver the result that we're all looking forward to.
And fingers crossed it could well be in that pot for that very open quarter final. For here, for now, just appreciate your time, Cliff. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And from me and all at Verum Sports, best of wishes for the Bees.
Thanks very much, Tony. All the best.